love who we love and we wanna have fun. Yeah, we cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around.
Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. ABC's Chuck Sieverton has more on the agenda for today's state visit.
This morning, President Biden and the First Lady will be part of a procession down the famed Champs-Élysées to the Élysée Palace, the French president's official residence, where the Bidens will be the guests of honor at a state dinner.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas disclosed gifts that he said he inadvertently omitted from financial disclosure forms. These gifts were luxury vacations from a Republican mega donor. Justices Kavanaugh, Jackson, and Gorsuch each revealed six-figure book royalties. A record heat wave continues in the Southwest. Temperatures climbed above 110 degrees from California to Arizona Friday. And Apollo astronaut Bill Anders, one of the first three to orbit the moon, was killed Friday when a small plane crashed in Washington State. He was 90. This is ABC News. Kia is recalling more than 400,000 vehicles because of a fire risk.
Nearly 463,000 Kia Telluride SUVs are being recalled. Owners are being advised by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to park them outside and away from buildings until they can be fixed because a front power seat motor can overheat and create a fire while parked or driving. That fire could then burn down a home if it's parked in a garage. Kia dealers will fix it for free. Owners will get a notification letter after July 30th. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A television era ended Friday night when Pat Sajak hosted his final Wheel of Fortune episode after 41 years for more than 8,000 episodes. He thanked viewers for what he called the incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes night after night. He also thanked his longtime co-host Vanna White. She'll stay on board with the new host, Ryan Seacrest, this fall. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Older adults in Wisconsin enjoy a better than average quality of life. But as Mike Moan reports, concerning challenges persist.
United Health Foundation has released its America's Health Rankings 2024 Senior Report. Nationally, high-speed internet access rose to nearly 85%. However, an additional 500,000 older adults fell into poverty. Wisconsin ranks 11th overall for well-being metrics for those 65 and older. But Janet Zander of the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources says many seniors not having enough money to cover the rising cost of basic expenses overshadows some of the positive results.
Health, housing, and food taking up far more than they actually make. And so we are very concerned about that trend continuing.
On top of that, she warns that many aid programs and services older adults rely on are not seeing the funding increases that keep pace with demand. Dr. Rhonda Randall, a geriatrician and a chief medical officer with United Healthcare, says the annual findings are trying to add more nuance and data than previous reports.
This report now looks at things like disability status, sexual orientation, and veteran status. So it really gives state policymakers and public health officials an ability to understand where the disparities exist.
For example, in Wisconsin, drug deaths were nearly 11 times higher among older Black adults than their white counterparts. Nationally, overall drug deaths for this population have increased by more than 50% when compared to pre-pandemic reports. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Do you want to enjoy pancakes in the park? Then head on over to Copper Falls State Park in Mellon, Wisconsin on Sunday, June 16th from 8:30 a.m. to noon for some pancakes, fresh fruit, your choice of sausage or bacon, and your choice of beverage, which includes juice, milk, tea, or coffee. The prices are $5 for one meal, $8 for two meals, and $10 for three meals. The proceeds will support the park trails. A state park admission sticker will be required.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It all comes together for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee bounced back in a big way Friday, blowing out the Detroit Tigers 10-0. In addition to a strong pitching outing by Tobias Myers, the bats came alive for the crew in piling up 16 hits with their 10 runs. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
I just think it's the mentality, you know, like these guys understand that this kid's got good stuff, man. This kid's good. And I think they understand, you know, they're hitting the ball the other way when it's called for. They hit line drives when it's called for. You know, like I said, they're not just trying to go deep.
Today, it'll be Freddie Peralta pitching for the Brewers in Game 2 of the 3-game series. Glenn Day and Boo Weekly lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 4 under par after the first day. Wisconsin natives Cherry Kelly and Steve Stricker are one shot back of the leaders. The event continues through tomorrow. And today, high school sports champions will be crowned in tennis, softball, and lacrosse. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 69. For tonight, chance of rain, low of 47. For Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, a high of 67. Sunshine and 68 for your Monday. A few showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday with a high around 70. Currently, 50 degrees.
Broadcasting on the Sporting Journal Radio Network, wherever you get your podcasts, or watch on YouTube.
Well, we're here at the 2024 Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic.
Presented by Onyx. Know where you stand with Onyx.
And our guest now is Jeremy Smith.
I fish, I hunt, and always will.
It's just a lookout for your everyday hunter, angler, and trapper that's out there.
A Fish on Forever production. This is Sporting Journal Radio.
That's right. Welcome to the show. I'm Brett Amundson along with Dan Amundson. What's up, Dan?
Hey.
We got Ben Bredigan on the show this week to talk about Onyx Fish. That's right. And they want you to try it. It's free. Minnesota anglers, they want you to try the Onyx Fish app. We'll explain more about that coming up later in the show. Joe Henry will also talk about how to change up some tactics when fishing gets a little bit tough, and have a Lake of the Woods fishing report on the way. And we got some news from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources that we'll get you all caught up on. But first, Dan, who are this week's sponsors?
Invergrove Toyota. When looking for a new pickup truck, go to Invergrove Toyota. They have exactly what you need, and you can save money with the Fish Hunt Forever code. Learn more at InvergroveToyota.com. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital. Plan a trip for this open water season at LakeOfTheWoodsMN.com. Onyx Hunt. See private land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Onyx Hunt app today. Tazen Lake Lodge. Catch world record lake trout and giant pike at Saskatchewan's Tazen Lake. Learn more at TazenLake.com. Prairie Sportsman. Watch episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel, or check your TV guide for local air times. Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fish Devil's Lake this summer. Learn more at HaybaleHeights.com. And Guardian Eagle Resort. Come fish the Ontario waters of Guardian Eagle Resort. Fly directly from Minneapolis. Learn more at GuardianEagle.com.
Yeah, excited to have Guardian Eagle Resort on as a new sponsor. We're going to be taking a trip there later this summer and filming. Watch for that coming to the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. And don't forget, we got some really cool Fish Hunt Forever gear, like this pretty cool t-shirt right here. On the back, it says, "Probably I hunt and always will." stuff like that. And Dan, are you wearing? Dan's got a hoodie on and a hat.
Sure. Yeah, we got to get these hats. People want these hats. We got to get people. These hats are the coolest hats in the world. Mine's faded. I need a new one. I've worn it so much. It's sun faded and rain faded.
We'll get some new ones. We got new sun shirts for anglers out there to keep yourself protected from the sun with hoods. We've also got dog beds. I got some new dog beds, including for you black lab owners that want a black dog bed so you don't see the dog hair. I got one with a mallard on it. Find out more at sportingjournalradio.com. Click on store. And for you walleye anglers, Dan had some tips in a recent Fish on Forever video, didn't you?
Yeah, so, you know, there's just times of the year, whether, you know, fish are gorging on bugs or gorging on a ton of bait in the lake, or there's a weird front that come through, the fish just, they stop biting. They stop biting what you want them to eat. And so you got to do things maybe you don't want to do. Maybe you have to buy live bait if you're not a live bait angler, me. Or you just have to break out a couple new finesse approaches. And so in our latest Fish Hunt Forever video, that's exactly what had happened. I stared at literally hundreds of walleyes the day before that wouldn't bite any sort of artificial bait that I own. So I had to buy live bait and try a couple different things. And I did it and was successful, and show you how to do it on the latest Fish Hunt Forever video. So go over to that channel. There'll probably be a card right up in this corner for whatever reason you want to stop watching this podcast and head over there and watch that right now. I guess you can do that, or wait till the end of the podcast and just go to the Fish Hunt Forever channel and watch it there.
You can probably link it below too.
And that too. Sure. Wherever. I think it might help the algorithm if you search it though.
Well, okay. So search
it. So if you want to help us, that's, yeah, search it. So
just saying.
Yeah. Fish Hunt Forever.
YouTube. Thank you very much. That's right. So that is something we're trying to do with the Fish Hunt Forever channel, is give you some education, give you some tips, as well as cool places to go hunt and fish, and some nice eye candy and some cool outdoor content. Check it out. You can learn more about what we do at the Fish Hunt Forever website, fishhuntforever.com. In fact, we just put a new 5-minute video up there that just explains everything that we're about, from creating hunting and fishing videos to doing this podcast to talking about Minnesota outdoors with Prairie Sportsmen, and also working to preserve the tradition of the outdoors for the future, and doing everything we can to fight for our rights as hunters and anglers. Find out more at fishhuntforever.com. While you're there, click on Tundra Deal, because you can get a deal on a new Toyota Tundra at Invergrove Toyota, right off of 494 Robert Street. Check them out. They've been custom building these Toyota Tundras. They're just really cool. They got $1,500 customer cash right now available on Toyota Tundras, plus some great prices already. And if you're looking for something different, I know I just talked to somebody that wanted to get a Toyota Tundra. They ended up with a Tacoma instead. Tacomas are great outdoor trucks as well, a little bit smaller. And if you don't need to tow something quite as big, a Tacoma might be the truck for you. Find out more at Invergrove Toyota, and you can get a deal. You have to go to our website and click on the link and then fill out the form to get that deal and get $500 off a trade-in right now at Invergrove Toyota.
Say, if I feel like if you don't do that, if my math is correct, you're throwing away $1,500 if you don't take advantage of this deal. I think that's how it works.
$1,500. Anyway.
Well, didn't you say 15?
Well, there's customer cash, but anybody gets that right now at Invergrove.
Yeah, that's my point. If you don't take advantage of that, you're wasting $1,500. Picture it as you losing $1,500 if you don't take advantage of this deal right
just
now.
Just throwing it out the window of your old pickup.
Forever.
Yeah, you get yourself a new one. You could save $2,000 right now. I think if my math works.
So then you're losing $2,000. Picture it of losing $2,000 out of your bank account. So
just
go buy a truck.
Just gone. Invergrove Toyota. Using the Fish Hunt Forever code.
Video of the week.
All right, this is something that you watched, right, Dan?
Yep, Brandon Polinick does some really cool videos following the Bass Elite Series. You kind of get a cool behind the scenes of the process of fishing those tournaments, what goes on, where they stay, especially at the Classic. There's a lot of things that happen before the fishing and after the fishing happens that we get some eyes on. So kind of cool to see that if you're interested in tournament fishing or just the Super Bowl of fishing. You really get to see a day in the life of an elite angler fishing Bassmaster Classic, which is kind of cool. And there's a bunch of fishing mixed in too. But pretty cool to see what all goes into all that, the whole shebang of the Bassmaster Classic.
It's pretty well done too. Good videography.
Yeah, absolutely.
So check that one out. And now some headlines.
Headlines. Headlines.
Well, Minnesota hunters and anglers will care about this stuff. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is beginning a new three-year research project in northeastern Minnesota to gather additional data on deer populations. The DNR will place cameras on public and private lands to gather additional deer density data in deer permit areas in the northeast. Traditional deer population modeling relies heavily on hunter harvest data. This project will provide additional data to increase confidence in making harvest decisions in the study area. That will also help managers understand if deer densities differ between private and public lands, which potentially could be the basis for changing the way antlerless tags are allocated in the future. In June, DNR researchers would contact private landowners by mail in pre-selected locations to request access to their property to install an unbaited trail camera. They'll collect data from July to September, then be removed before the fall hunting season. Cameras will be placed in different locations each year to capture data in varying locations. And camera location derived from private properties will be considered private data. Results and final analysis of the data are expected in 2027. So they're addressing, they're trying to address the deer situation in the Northeast and utilize new technology as well. So I think that's a good move from the DNR. Lots of free stuff taking place this weekend. It's Take a Kid Fishing Weekend, Friday, June 7th to Sunday, June 9th. Minnesota residents can fish without a license if they take children 15 or younger. Now, 15 and younger don't need a license anyway, but during Take a Kid Fishing, if you're an adult and you want to bring a kid out there, you get to fish for free as well, too. Also, June 8th is Free Park Day, so you can visit some state parks. And visitors to Jay Cook State Park can learn more about the historic swinging bridge with the 100th anniversary. It's the 100th anniversary of that bridge in the Jay Cook State Park. It was first built by ropes and logs in 1924 by the U.S. Forest Service, then later rebuilt by the Civilian Conservation Corps and stonemasons. It's been rebuilt or reconstructed five times over its 100-year history spanning the St. Louis River. It's also a free ATV, no registration weekend this weekend, June 8th and 9th. Minnesotans with an all-terrain vehicle registered for agricultural use can ride the state's public ATV trails without paying the $60 registration fee. Out-of-state riders can explore Minnesota's ATV trails this weekend as well without the need for a non-resident ATV trail pass. There's more than 3,000 miles of state forest and grant aid trails. It's the second weekend of June every year.
Wow.
A new web tool will make it easier for you to find a shooting range. If you're looking to get out and sight in your rifle or just go do some banging, shooting ranges, 350 shooting ranges are found throughout the state. But if you don't know where they are, there's a new finder on the DNR website. DNR also has a new head of Fish and Wildlife, by the way. Dave Olfelt is retiring and Kelly Straka will be replacing him. Kelly is a wildlife veteran who started at the DNR in the Shallow Lakes program before working in Hawaii, Missouri, and Michigan before coming back to Minnesota's wildlife section manager. Olfelt will stay on as the DNR transitions to electronic licenses next spring. He's going to help facilitate that transition. That's according to Tony Kennedy, the Star Tribune, by the way. Thank you, Tony. And then also, according to Outdoor News, the DNR has set the state's waterfowl hunting seasons, including that five-day early teal season. It's slated for Sunday, September 1st, and we'll be talking about more of that, I'm sure, as we get closer to fall. All right, we have got Joe Henry coming up and also Ben Bredigan talking about Onyx Fish when we come back here in 1 second. But don't forget, Taz and Lake Lodge is opening up for the season June 14th. There are still openings to get up there for world-class lake trout and trophy northern pike fishing. We'll be up there June 29th through July 13th filming for Taz and TV. If you haven't seen that yet, look for the Taz and Lake Lodge YouTube channel. You can watch it there or on Carbon TV as well. And if you come up during that time, you will probably make it onto Taz and TV yourself if you want to. So find out more about booking a trip to Taz and Lake Lodge at TazandLake.com. Ben Bredigan when we come back. Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
you stand with OnX.
Now we're going to bring on Ben Bredigan here onto the show from OnX. Ben, how's it going?
Fantastic. Happy to be back and looking forward. Summer is in full swing.
I can't believe it's June already. You know, I was just talking to, I was in Fish. Thomas Allen from In Fisherman's coming up to Tazen Lake this year. So I was on the phone with him and he's like, that's coming up pretty quick. I said, yeah, we're less than a month away from that trip. He's like, summer's going to be half over by the time we take this trip. And I said, yeah, it goes way too fast. Now, I'm somebody that I can't wait till fall, so I don't really mind a quick summer necessarily. But, you know, with all the fishing that we do now, I don't mind summer being a little extended if we can have it.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you there.
And we've been out a fair amount. Have you been doing much fishing?
Yeah, I've actually been doing a fair amount of fishing. So from before opener chasing panfish up north all the way up to, you know, this past week I've been was up Lake of the Woods, Northwest Angle in Canada. So yeah, I've been out a fair amount.
How's it been going?
Great. You know, it's always, every year is a little bit different, especially this year with our early spring in comparison to last year with super late spring. It's always just kind of figuring out where the fish are on that seasonal pattern, just always something to explore. And the nice thing is it kind of, once you figure out where they're at in that cycle, you can do pretty well. So the panfish bite was really good kind of from the onset, right before fishing opener. I can't say I did much right after ice out, but and the other nice thing is if you're still looking to chase panfish, the crappies, at least up in the northern part of the state, are still shallow, and a lot of the panfish, to my knowledge, what I've been hearing, haven't moved up quite yet, so those are still going. Was up at Lake of the Woods last week, and you know, Lake of the Woods, you guys know, it's a absolute factory. So fishing is always good, but we had nights that were down into the 30s. We had some fronts kind of rolling through, which isn't very uncommon for the end of May, early June, but you know, it can shut fish off. But it was interesting, in a lot of the areas we had traditionally found fish, they weren't there at all actually. But then once we kind of got on the pattern, it was tremendous as always. Kind of that a little bit deeper this year, kind of that 19 to 25, 26 foot range we spent a lot of time in 22 to 26, and normally this time of year you're, you know, 14 to 19. So you can tell that it's definitely progressed a little bit. But, you know, with the advent of forward facing sonar, you're able to get on them quite a bit quicker and just kind of see what mood they're in. And after it seemed like we found out what they were interested in, then it was kind of lights out fishing. So
there's so much fun with live scope, so much fun. But it, you know, just addressing the, I don't even want to call it controversy right now surrounding it, but all the discussion about it, I'm all for it. And my argument is that it helps you learn about the fish, just like what you were saying. It helps you find them and it helps you learn about them. And it definitely helps you catch fish, but it doesn't catch the fish for you. Like we found out, Dan, when we fished the other day, because last year we fished a lake and we live scoped. We found the school of walleyes that we live scoped, and it was so much fun just pitching in and picking them off one by one. We definitely would not known about that school without the live scope. And we went back to the same place this year, almost the exact same time of year, and had a completely different experience. And I don't know if we caught any fish. I think I caught one walleye on the live scope, but otherwise we were trolling jigs, not dragging jigs real slow. We were trolling, basically trolling jigs and plastics, and that's how we had to catch them this year. So
hey, I guess however it works, we had a similar experience up north right after opener, and you know, the flotillas of boats, it was the week after, and it was so funny because we'd go on the edges of them and you could live scope into the, you know, into the armadas of boats, and it's like, there's probably not any fish here. But then you'd find a school, and very similarly, we threw bobbers at them, we threw jigs at them, jerk baits, and they wouldn't eat. And there were, you know, I wouldn't say herds of them, but 10, 12 to a group, and they were suspended. So generally that's a pretty good sign for fish to be eating, and they just wouldn't eat. So you're right. They won't catch them for you.
You know, I know you moved down south, got away from the stream trout areas a little bit, but my dad brought up a picture that you took a while back. We had it on the cover of Minnesota Sporting Journal magazine, that rainbow trout picture. It's such a cool one. Have you done any stream trout fishing? Do you have any plans to do any?
I actually, I did a little bit. I think it must have been right soon after the trout opener. It was actually a northern Minnesota stream, and we were catching some browns, and they had stocked some rainbows in there as well. But my timing must not be very good, because it was right after a torrential downpour, so this river was just absolutely cooking. And I can't tell you how fly line and tippet and everything, just because they were tight against the bank in these pretty much flooded pockets of, I don't know if they were willows or whatever they were, but my gosh, I lost a lot of tackle. I caught a few fish, but I better stick to the lakes. I think TLC was it, stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to or something like that.
Yeah, don't go chasing something or other.
So I've been a little bit, but.
Definitely a first for us today on the show that TLC has been referenced. But
congratulations.
Yeah. So, and I mean, we're here to talk about ONX a little bit too, but you got the new hat on. We're talking about fishing. So let's talk about ONX Fish a little bit. For people that don't know about ONX Fish, what's that all about, Ben?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fishing season. It's time to talk about fishing. And yes, ONX just launched ONX Fish. Right now it's in Minnesota, and kind of the crux of it is we want to help you discover more bodies of water to fish, right? To help you be more successful, not only learning the bodies of lakes or the lakes you already fish, but more so getting out and finding new bodies of water. So we've got a lot of really good data in the app right now. And essentially what you're able to do, one of the great ways that I use it is you are able to filter by species you're looking for, as well as some length parameters. So for example, if I said, let's just say I am staying in the Bemidji area and I want to go chase walleyes, maybe I've got a smaller boat, so I want to stick to smaller lakes. What I can do is I can go in and click filter by walleyes, and then I can say, hey, maybe I'm going to fish for some bigger walleye. So I can select only trophy potential lakes, which have fish that have been surveyed over, I think in this case, it might be 28 or 29 inches. I can go down and filter by lake size. Say I've got just a 14 foot tinner and I want to keep it under 400 acres. I can go in and query that, and it will spit out a list of lakes in that area that fit those parameters. Same thing with really all species, bluegills, crappies, bass, muskies, northerns, as well as pretty soon we will also have what we call a keeper filter, or filtering for lakes that have a high abundance of fish within that keepable range, or what we recommend keeping. So really powerful. It's going to be really amazing for ice season, getting out and finding some of those lakes that are kind of off the beaten path, but also just help you explore new bodies of water and ultimately, hopefully, increase your repertoire and be more successful.
And this is free right now. You want people to try this out, don't you? It's
yes,
I'm not going to call it a beta or anything, but it's kind of like you want them to use it and figure it out and see what's working best, things like that.
100%. That's exactly right. We want you Minnesotans, you fishermen, to get in there and use it and give us feedback. You're able to do that through the app. You can get it. It's only available through iOS right now, but if you are an Android user, you can also use it on your computer through web. But you're able to give feedback, and we would love to hear your feedback. If you know what you would love to see in the product, what is working well for you, what we need to improve on, would love that feedback. So that's exactly right.
And that's something you can get in the App Store or on the Onyx website?
That's correct. Yep, you can go. You can just Google Onyx Fish. It'll pop right up, or search Onyx Fish in the App Store.
All right. Ben Bradigan is our guest from Onyx. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more Onyx Fish, Onyx Hunt, some of the new features, and some of the really cool, hands-on type stuff. Some of the things that you guys are doing out there outside the app to help create more opportunity for hunters and anglers, and of course preserve some of those traditions. So more of Ben coming up in just a little bit. And right now we want to tell you about a brand new sponsor here at Sporting Journal Radio and Fish Hunt Forever, Guardian Eagle Resort in Ontario. They have 75,000 acres of fishing water that they pretty much have to themselves. So they got walleye, they got pike, and you can fly out of Minneapolis directly to their resort. They've got their own runway, concrete runway right at the resort. So they fly, I believe they fly out of Anoka. So you can jump on a plane right in Anoka, fly right to the resort, and go fish some of those pristine Ontario waters. GuardianEagle.com has all the details. It's Guardian Eagle Resort. Check them out at GuardianEagle.com. If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world, with a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Hi, this is Kurt from Kurt's Island Sports Shop in Minocqua with today's Kurt's Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Well, another off spring, aren't they all lately? Early ice out, you would think, would equate to ahead of schedule weed growth, but it doesn't seem to be on many lakes. Water temperatures hovered into the upper 50s for a long time, finally moving into the 60s, but likely falling again with forecast for the end of this week. Some species of fish bedded early this year, as the crappies and smallmouth, and were done before what anglers were used to seeing. Probably a good way to protect those fish while they're so vulnerable during the harvest of crappies and harassment of smallies. Either way, it all adds up to anglers having to adjust methods and locations while chasing their preferred fish. As always, weather dictates fish and anglers alike. Lots of wind shifts this past week with either high, clear skies or rainy, stormy weather. Lots of rain in the short period yesterday, Monday, 6-3, saw some lake and flowage levels rise. Water temperatures fluctuated from 58 to 64 degrees on average. As said, some of the lakes behind on weed growth, others are just fine. Mosquitoes liking the rain, but luckily, dragonfly hatches are showing up. Despite call for rain on Wednesday through Friday, cooler temperatures. Fishing during the new moon period is usually pretty good, so just keep an eye on that sky for electricity. For the Kurt's Island Sports Shop Fishing Report, this has been Kurt, and good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shift. Take your pick of a 4-day, 10-hour shift with possible overtime on Fridays, or work 3 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits, and they just announced another wage increase. You can even earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person, or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in Medford or Merrill online at SPI.careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 69. For tonight, chance of rain, low of 47. For Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, a high of 67. Sunshine and 68 for your Monday. A few showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday with a high around 70. It's 51 at our studios.
This is Sporting Journal Radio,
presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're back. This is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the network by demand, sportingjournalradio.com. Downloading wherever you get your favorite podcasts or by watching this on YouTube. Talking to Ben Bredigan from OnX right now. And Ben, I just picked up a hat off the OnX website. It's the turkey hat. I can't remember what it's called, though. It's a turkey hat for conservation. So part of the deal is when you buy it, okay, it's a kickback for conservation turkey hat. It's limited edition. All proceeds from these limited edition hats will be matched by OnX and donated to Gamekeeper Grants, earmarked for turkey habitat improvement projects. And those are still available on the website. People can get them for a limited time. But that's something that you guys are passionate about there at OnX, isn't it?
100%. Yeah. I mean, we're thankful to be able to be doing well. And we also feel it's very important to give back to our customers, to hunters, to anglers, outdoor enthusiasts. You know, if you've been listening, if you are tapped into the turkey world at all, obviously, especially down south, turkeys are having a little tough go of it, right? And there's not a tremendous amount of solid indicators in terms of causation on why their populations are declining. So we want to help support that research and ensure that we have solid populations of turkeys for generations to come.
You know, I also picked up a new hoodie, too, while I was on the website. I couldn't resist. There was some cool stuff on there. But I noticed, I feel like, constantly, and obviously I follow a lot of Pheasants Forever content and a lot of the staff at PF. I see what they share on social media, and I just keep seeing the OnX logo all over the place. And so May was Hands-On Habitat Month, but some of these Hands-On Habitat projects are continuing here into June, aren't they?
Yeah, if you go to pheasantsforever.org/hands-on-habitat, you can see and see if there's an event near you that you can help support, you know, support the birds that we love, right? I am not rich by any means. I give what I can, but a great way to support the organization, to support pheasants, quail, is to actually go out and help, and whether it's restore, removing fences, or just cleaning up trash and garbage on these places to help ensure that, you know, these places are pristine and we can continue to conserve those resources.
This, to me, is something. I mean, you can donate money, and a lot of people just donate money. I'm a lifetime member, and you know, I donate when I can, prints or time or whatever. But time, like this, these kind of projects can really make a difference. Obviously, purchasing land acquisitions are big, but going out there, like, I have been trying to figure out how I can help organize fence removals. Like, I hunt a lot of public land and a lot of WMAs here in Western Minnesota, and a lot of them are old, you know, pasture lands or farm ground, and they still got a lot of barbed wire on them, and some of that barbed wire is just buried, and some of it's buried in, you know, willow thickets or cattail sloughs. It's hard to get at. It's not easy work. So the people that are doing these volunteers, these people that are doing this stuff, I mean, that to me is some of the most important work you can do out there for habitat work. So these are great projects to be a part of.
Yeah, exactly. And the Pheasants Forever staff, they're absolutely fantastic. But, you know, one of the big problems is, like, you know, the legality even involved with going out to these pieces of public land. I can't just go out there and say, I'm going to start removing fences, right?
Yeah.
So just bringing awareness to, yeah, if there is a down fence that's, you know, grown into the grass, it's not serving any purpose, like, definitely get in touch with either your local chapter Pheasants Forever, or if you go to their website, their regional rep, and just let them know, right? Because otherwise these chapters, like, they, a lot of the times they are looking for projects to do, and you got to know where there are problems and needs to be able to address them.
I saw something kind of cool coming up in Duluth too. It looks like July 5th. It's a paddling for the boundary waters. It's a Trampled by Turtles pre-concert party at Bent Paddle. And Dead Man Winter, which is Dave Simone from Trampled by Turtles, it sounds like. I didn't know that. That's cool. So he's going to be playing at this party, which makes sense since he's a big bird hunter and a big part of all these things. But that's also you guys are doing stuff with Sportsman for the Boundary Waters, it sounds like.
Yeah, we just became actually platinum sponsors for Sportsman for the Boundary Waters, and they recently we gave them a grant to work on their it's a Pine Island WMA, which is up on Lake Vermilion, to kind of restore that and to help create more habitat for not only deer and grouse, but also to help create access to this WMA. It's not landlocked, but otherwise it's difficult to get to. So creating access. So we're really excited to be a part of that. And that was through our Onyx Access and Stewardship, our Onyx grant program. We're excited for that paddling event in Duluth coming up soon, where it sounds like it should be a good time. They're raffling off this really cool custom canoe to help raise funds. So if you're a Boundary Water fan, this is a good chance to give back as well.
Gosh, I've been thinking about the Boundary Waters. I saw some video on YouTube of somebody going into the Boundary Waters, and when growing up, we used to take multiple trips up there each year to go camping, and I always called it one of my favorite places on the planet. And now I haven't been back in a long time. I don't really look forward to the portages and the paddling as much as I did when I was 16 or 17 or whatever. But man, what a cool place, and a place that needs to be protected for sure. I want to bring up Path 2 before we wrap things up here, because I feel like Path was a great idea to begin with, and I feel like it exceeded everybody's expectations, Ben.
Yes, it has. So if you're not familiar, Path is Pheasants Forever. It's the acronym for Public Access to Habitat in South Dakota. And, we were fortunate enough to be able to support the first 10,000 acres in South Dakota. And as of early May, that 10,000 acres was exceeded. I believe they put roughly about 11,600 acres. Nice. That is now enrolled in walk-in areas in South Dakota, and that's not going to stop. The team is continuously creating more of this private land public access, and it's really just continuing to bolster South Dakota's pheasant hunting tradition and drawing people in to experience world-class pheasant hunting. So certainly giving back to those to that state. And as well as another cool thing that just happened was Nebraska has launched a very, very similar program called it's called Nebraska Community Access Program, NCAP is the acronym. Very similar, and really just engaging those local people in that build it and they will come mentality. So these community leaders, they band together, able to raise money to support tourism and hunting in their area, because it brings in dollars and it matters. There are a lot of small towns that rely on hunting for their livelihood, right? If it wasn't for September, October, November, December, their businesses would be insolvent. So they understand the need for it. And it's really cool to see that program taking off and spreading across the country. So that was our goal, is to be able to scale it. And it's fun to see Nebraska catch on and really take it to another level. So
these are the things that, I really enjoy hearing about a company like Onyx. Obviously, I'm happy for our partnership, and that's great. But what Onyx has as a product is amazing in itself, and it's to me, it's changed the game when it comes to how to figure out where to go hunting, and making sure you're where you're supposed to be. But these stewardship you know, these outreach events and opportunities, these things that you guys do, that's going above and beyond making sure that we have a future in the outdoor world. That's kind of the approach we like to try to take here at Fish Hunt Forever. We try to do more than just, you know, do a podcast or the TV show or whatever. Try to go above and beyond to leave a legacy or to try to preserve our traditions in the outdoor space. So these kind of things, Ben, I mean, that's what sets you apart. You know, if you talk about competitors in a marketplace, what sets you apart? I mean, obviously there's features and benefits, but when you talk about doing things like this and donating and fundraising, that's amazing stuff. And so, you know, hats off to you. Keep up the good work over there.
I sure appreciate it. And then, yeah, like you said, it's just, you know, right now we're using it, but what I hope to see is, you know, I've got a 2-year-old daughter, right? And it never really sank in that, you know, yeah, it's great. I get to use it now, but what is it going to look like in 20 years, 30 years? So not only creating more access and better experiences for us, but also ensuring that others in future generations will get to experience the same opportunities or better that we have.
But Ben, thanks for the time today on the show. And I just want to mention, if you're in the Twin Cities, Prairie Sportsman, by the way, TPT Life, the channel in the Twin Cities, Saturdays at 3:30. I guess we're preempted by, what did I say?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel this week.
I don't know. You can't really get upset about that one.
I mean, sure. But I found out today, we're on the Minnesota channel, so anybody watching across Minnesota, I think across North Dakota, I think the Minnesota channel bleeds into South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Iowa too a little bit, but the Minnesota channel of TPT in Minnesota, they carry Prairie Sportsman 4 times a day, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at midnight, 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. So, and of course, you can watch them anytime on YouTube. So there you go. There is your chance to watch Prairie Sportsman pretty much anywhere. If you're watching this, you'll be able to find it. Ben Bredigan, good luck this summer, and thanks for being on the show this week.
Appreciate it, guys.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday Burger and Fries, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
At Thompson Excavating and Demolition, we dig Wisconsin. Thompson is committed to helping you complete any excavation and demolition projects you may have, on schedule, within budget, and up to your exact specifications. Their extensive services include basement excavation, room additions and site clearing, building pads, driveways, grading and compacting, red gravel and sand, and versatile skid steer and mini excavation work. Call Chris for
a free estimate today at 715-892-0097. Thompson Excavating and Demolition. We dig Wisconsin.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PRIDE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 42424. That's PRIDE to 42424.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, and the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. Then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 69. For tonight, chance of rain, low of 47. For Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, a high of 67. Sunshine and 68 for your Monday. A few showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday with a high around 70.
It's 51 at our studios.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's almost summer in the Chippewa Valley, and it means Food Truck Fridays are back, big time. Grab lunch from 11 to 2 at Chippewa Valley Mazda, or head over to the Liney Lodge for food trucks serving noon to 7, Fridays and Saturdays. It's also time for the annual and very popular thrift sale to support the Cook Rutledge Mansion in Chippewa Falls. Donate your gently used items or save the date to shop all day Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th. June is Pride Month, so why not enjoy brunch with a drag queen performance? All ages welcome at 10 a.m., adults only at 1. Check out the Lakely in Eau Claire for more information. It's also June Dairy Month, and the Bishop family is hosting breakfast on the farm Saturday, June 15th, starting at 7 a.m. All kinds of fun on the farm in Eau Claire. Enjoy. And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stand with OnX.
All right, now we're going to talk walleyes up at the Walleye Capital with Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tours. And probably not just walleyes, Joe. I mean, that's what everybody, thinks about when they think about Lake of the Woods. But Lake of the Woods has got a lot of different fishing for some great fishing for other species. And you experienced that recently while you were up there, didn't you?
You know what? It just so happened. And, you know, if listeners were listening last week, I was up at the Northwest Angle. And really kind of interesting. You know, I had meetings and such, and there was a little over a day that I was able to fish with my family members who were up there fishing for the whole time while I worked. And, you know, so I took them out fishing, and, you know, we were doing a milk run, going from spot to spot to spot. Heck, we jigged, we pulled spinners, and we even pulled cranks, and we found some fish. It was not a slam dunk, but we caught some nice fish. And, you know, I'll tell you what we did. Eventually, there's a little bit of a bug hatch going on. And, you know, what you're going to notice is when you're on a big lake like Lake of the Woods, all summer long, there can be different kind of bug hatches. Most people think of mayflies. Some people think of fish flies. But there's different kind of insects that are constantly hatching. And it was really interesting because towards the end of the day, you know, I didn't want to fish over rocks because a couple of the anglers we had with us in the boat would get caught in the rocks a lot. They weren't real skilled that way, and that's fine, no problem. So I wanted to go to a rocky area and fish it. So what I did is I pulled crankbaits over the top of it with a trolling motor, and it topped out at about five or six feet of water. And we just pulled, in this case, they're Rapala scatter wraps, and I always like that gold Albertus color on Lake of the Woods. That gold on Lake of the Woods and that stained water is really good. But we pulled cranks over the top of it, and I'll tell you what, we lit it up. And it was interesting because I pulled over one top, I pulled over another area, the third area had way more carcasses, bug carcasses, than the other areas, and that's where the majority of the fish were. So we started going back and forth over that area, and every pass we'd catch a fish. We'd catch pike, we'd catch walleyes, we'd catch smallmouth bass. We caught one 41-inch pike doing that. We caught some over walleyes. We caught a couple eater walleyes. I mean, in the pike, we got a lot of pike. So, but it was very, very fun fishing, very entertaining. And again, it's just interesting to see what happens on that big water.
Did I hear about a 41-inch pike?
My brother Jim got a 41-inch pike, yep, and got it on a, and, you know, we're lucky because, you know, when you get a big pike, and even the smaller pike were inhaling that crankbait. But it just so happened that this fish was hooked so that the line wasn't in his mouth to get affected by the teeth, right? And this fish made some runs. I mean, it when it ran, man, it was ripping drag as fast as you could rip drag. And it went around the back of the boat. Then it went on the other side of the boat. Then it went on the other side of the boat. All the times it was ripping drag. He had to reach that rod, stick it right in the water around the outboard motor in the back. And it was a kind of a melee, which makes it fun, right? I had to tell, in this case, it was my brother and my sister-in-law and my sister. I'm like, there's two Patties in the group. Okay, Patty, can you step out of the way? All right, Patty, can you step out of the way? All right, Patty, can you step out of the way? Because I was going back and forth with a net over the and they're kind of smiling, you know, and finally that fish came up and we scooped that thing. And of course, it took a little extra to get it, that big fish in this normal net landing net. And this fish was big. I mean, it was girthy too, 41, his personal best. But yeah, that's Lake of the Woods, man. We got a 35-inch pike earlier fishing walleyes. We got some nice over walleyes, which, you know, had to let them go, right? Bummer? No bummer at all. Actually, got a real nice picture of them and let them go to go and spawn again, you know? Just a fun day of fishing.
Say a guy wants to go up there and pull crankbaits. Like, that's something they want to do, or they hear that you
you talk about this and they say, yeah, that'd be fun. Let's do it. What kind of gear are you using, like rod, reel, line, that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, I was with my, you know, if I'd be fishing a tournament, I'd be much more dialed in with line counters and things like that, get much more exact and everything. This was fun fishing with family. So what we did is we just threw out the scatter wraps. I like that lure a lot. It could have been a shallow diving shad wrap or any other brand of crankbait for that matter. But, you know, we just pulled over that. I knew I was going to be in 5 to 10 feet of water. And I figured that even in that shallow stuff, our lures might bump once in a while. And most of the time, if we would snag